All right, everywhere you look, the queen, the queen, the queen. This is America, damn it. The queen, the queen. Oh, I won't speak ill of the dead necessarily, but I will say, is King Charles any better? Will King Charles be a good world leader? What does King Charles really represent? Here's the latest report from Greg Reese.
Everyone says that today, the royal family is nothing more than a ceremonial figure, even though they choose the government, have final approval over all legislation, and own half the country. And so while we remember Queen Elizabeth, let us not forget how this incestuous family has used their own children to gain power. Parliamentary lawfare over trading rights between England and Scotland led to the first iteration of the United Kingdom in 1707 and created the legal groundwork for George of Hanover to be crowned King of England and Ireland in 1714. He was 55 years old, married to his first cousin, and didn't speak any English because he was from the German House of Hanover. The English people were not happy about this, and his coronation was met with riots all across the country, followed by years of rebellions. His grandson, King George III, inspired the American Revolution, and when his granddaughter Victoria married her first cousin, Prince Albert, the House of Saxe, Coburg, and Gotha took sway over the country. Throughout the First World War, the people of England were questioning the loyalty of the German bloodlines who ruled over them, which prompted the royal family to change their name to Windsor in 1917. 9 years later, Queen Elizabeth was born, who was initiated into the Druid Order in 1946, married Prince Philip of Nazi bloodlines in 1947, and gave birth to Charles in 1948. In 2010, William Coombs, survivor of Canada's infamous residential schools where the mass graves of children were found, claimed to have witnessed Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip visit the Kamloops Residential School in 1964, where they took 10 of the children away with them, never to return. A year later, William Coombs dies in the hospital. In 1988, Prince Philip told the German press that he hopes to be reincarnated as a deadly virus to help with the population problem. And his son, King Charles, likes to joke on television how he is related to Dracula.
His Royal Highness Prince Charles, who can trace his ancestry back to Romania's dark and distant past.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, you see. So I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
These royals are the result of an incestuous breeding program wherein children were used as a way to gain power over the masses. So it's no surprise that they are caught up with the likes of Jeffrey Epstein, who made a living using children to leverage power, and Jimmy Savile, who had unfettered access to rape hundreds of children inside NHS hospitals and was a dear friend of King Charles. Along with Klaus Schwab, King Charles is a founder of the Great Reset. He's as green as Greta Thunberg. And last year, he announced the need for a military-style campaign to bring the world to zero emissions.
Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition. So, how do we do it?
We know how they'll do it. By cutting off Europe's fuel and forcing the people back into the 1700s. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And of course, you can find all Greg Reese reports exclusively at band.video. All right. I'm back, baby. The InfoWars starts in 90 seconds.
Thank you for watching.
It's the War Room.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce. You've got BrainForce Plus. and you've got Rainforest Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. Turbo Force is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. Brain Force Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This Brain Force Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, Brain Force Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, September 12, 2022. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I am your host, Owen Troyer, back in the chair today, back in the host chair today, with a loaded news desk, as you can see here in front of me, and about 15 video clips as well. The overwhelming theme, which was not intended, it was just how the news cycle shook out on my desk today. You know, you could make America look any way you wanted, really, but it's amazing how the aspect of the rise in violent crime is really not being properly addressed or covered. It's actually quite startling. It's actually quite shocking. And I have two stacks of the violent crime on my desk here today. And there's multiple obvious patterns in this crime spree that is ravaging our country. And you're not allowed to talk about those patterns because it's politically incorrect and it doesn't fit the narrative. So we just have to sit here and watch our country get torn apart from within. And if you live in a major metropolitan city or a Democrat-run city, better yet, then you're just going to have to accept the fact that you're now risking your life every day you go out in the streets. You're risking it all. You're risking your children's life when you send them out there into these blue areas and the schools that they run. The areas of town where the open borders have just torn cities apart with the fentanyl overdoses and the illegal immigration crime rates. It's stunning. And then there's a specific story that I was trying to wrap my head around, and it was just almost impossible. Part of that might just be because I've been on the sidelines for over a week now. But man, oh man, trying to tie this whole thing together where you had the shooting spree in Memphis. Then you had that inspire another criminal who said he was going to target white people. And then I'm looking into that. And then there's this whole other thread of events, like that both of the criminals had prior records, were released from jail early. Now, see, in any other circumstance, you'd say, why were these violent criminals released from jail early? Why? And one of the first questions, or one of the first responses, rather, would be, well, their skin color. Ooh, but we don't want to say that here, right? That doesn't fit the narrative. So why are these individuals getting released from jail early to then go commit more violent crimes? What's the answer? Don't ask if it's the skin color, though, because we know it's not that. So what must it be? Is it policy? Is it a political party doing all of this? But trying to wrap my head around the Ezekiel Kelly, Reginald Williams, and then the rest of that was just, it was a monster task. It was a monster task. Folks, this is, it's so unreal, you can't even believe it, but then there it is. There's the dead people. There's the shooting spree. There are the videos. There's the crime record. All of it. It's right there. And none of this should be happening in a first world civilization. None of this should be happening in our country. None of this should be happening in any civilization with any integrity or justice or care or concern for the safety and the security of its civilians. None of this should be going on. It's stunning. And that's just, I mean, maybe it's the tip of the iceberg. Maybe it's beneath the surface of the water. Point is, it's everywhere. And I've got all the news to cover that. I've got some political news. Lindsey Graham attacking Trump supporters, but yet he has nothing to say about the FBI protecting Jeffrey Epstein and his clients. That's, I'm sure, not because Lindsey Graham was one of them, though. And then I've got a whole stack of news. I mean, this is just, it happens all the time. It's liberals sexually grooming your children. So that's nice and loving. We'll be covering that. And then some other cultural news. I decided not to go too much into the vaccine stuff because I think that story is about to be trending heavily very soon with some of the news reports that are coming out now that we will play. But I won't get too much into it. It's pretty much the same story. But I will just say this. Before I get into the news on the other side, no guests today, so I should be able to get through all the news, and if I'm diligent, even have time for phone calls. But I took my first real vacation in about 2 years, I guess, before COVID. And I may have taken a day or two or a weekend or two off here or there, but I was always working or dealing with other stuff, so it was really the first vacation that I've taken in 2 years. So we call it pre-COVID or pre-Biden, because I think you could play it either way, but I think both are fair. And I got to tell you, when things happen incrementally, you tend not to notice them, or they're not as obvious as when they happen in a flash. So I've been basically here 2 years in the trenches, unable to travel, unable to do too much, and working all the time. And so I decided, look, I'm just not going to do any work. I'm just going to disappear. The crew's not going to hear from me. And so obviously still dealing with legal stuff all the time, but I was able to actually take some time. Everything has changed since the last time I took a break. Everything. Traveling has changed. The price to play things has changed. I mean, it's just, it's nuts. Customer service completely down the crapper. I mean, you try to travel in this country, I mean, good luck getting a rental car at the price you want, if you can find it. Good luck with your flight being on time, if it even takes off. I mean, it's just across the board. It's just everything. And it's really not even getting talked about because it seems to have happened slowly. But when you are out for 2 years and then you jump into it, it's totally different. Here's another example. And I've complained about this before, but if you listen to this and you say, oh, that's just trivial, that doesn't apply to anything else, then you're completely missing the point of the story. And that's the digital world, the digital future, the centralization of everything. So one of the biggest games in UT football recent history was this weekend in Austin, Texas, with the number one rated Alabama in town. I think they're the reigning national champions. And I'm going with my buddy. And we're there. We're even there early. It's an early game. I said, hey, big game. Let's get there early. Let's see kickoff. It'll be a good time. Good day. I missed the entire first quarter because the UT servers, whatever servers they have their digital ticket system on, crashed. So myself and hundreds of others who know how many people suffered with this couldn't even get into the stadium because the digital ticket system collapsed. This is happening all over. I've complained about it before. So you say, oh, and you're complaining about a sporting event. Well, okay, no. They also want all of your currency. They want all of your money to be digital. They want all of your records to be digital. I logged on to my work computer for the first time today since being back in office. I couldn't even access my own files without making a Microsoft account, because now somehow they upgraded itself and you have to have a Microsoft account to access your own stuff. So here's what I'm saying. You'll own nothing, just like Klaus Schwab told you. You'll own nothing. Everything will be centralized on a digital hub. Everything. Your entire life and your access to it. And it won't be yours. And then the moment you try to access it, you better know all your different passwords, and you better have your thumbprint, your fingerprint, and your DNA test, and you better hope that that digital cloud and that server is up, because if it's crashed, you're never going to get any of it. So yeah, missing a quarter of a football game is inconsequential. What about when it's your life savings? What about when it's a legal case? What about when it's the entire planet? Because that's where it's going.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. In this limited time, I don't have time to go into all the great things it does for what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com, or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function of your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Then they couldn't be marching on the river saying white lives matter. Y'all, 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 y'all,
So, that was Reginald Williams, seen in that video that he posted on social media bragging about channeling or going Zeke-ing after Ezekiel Kelly, the Memphis shooter, had a mass shooting that he live streamed on Facebook that resulted in 4 deaths and an hours-long shooting spree, police chase, everything. And it was apparently so inspiring that Mr. Williams decided to go on social media and brag about how he wanted to shoot and kill white people. Now, because one black guy says he wants to kill white people, or one black person is racist, or one white person is racist, does that make everybody racist? Does that mean America's a racist country? Does that mean it's the biggest issue facing people? No, definitely not. But you know, if you had a situation where a white person did something like that and said that they were inspired by a white shooter, it would be the biggest story, and it would be all about how racism is alive and well and strong in America, and black people are the victim. Now, I had to really dig to do some research into this to try to cover this today, and this story was so riddled with different crooks and crannies, I'm not even sure how to properly cover it, quite frankly. It's actually so shocking and disturbing. From Democrats releasing criminals back on the streets to them live streaming mass shootings, and then that inspiring other individuals saying, yeah, that was a good job by that black guy shooting white people. I'm going to go kill white people too. And again, you know, if the races were reversed, how this story would be covered. Now ask yourself, why is that? Why does the race matter in how people cover these stories? It's an excellent question. And the truest answer is liberals and Democrats are racist. And that's why they have to virtue signal so heavily that they're anti-racist, because they know they're racist. Most black people see through the racist white liberals. Other black liberals see them as, hey, I might as well take advantage of these people. They can jolt me into fortune and fame. Just look at the Black Lives Matter leaders who took off with millions of dollars, now being actually criminally investigated for that. See how that works? So it's the white liberal that is truly the progenitor of racism in this country since the KKK, now here in the modern day. And most black people see through it. Other black people see it as an opportunity for fortune and fame. But that's not even the story today. Ezekiel Kelly, man linked to 4 deaths during shooting spree, ordered held without bond. Ezekiel Kelly, Memphis shooter, was released early from prison. Folks, you should have seen this individual's rap sheet at 19 years old. First charges started happening when he was 14, and then 15, and then 16, and then on and on. Unbelievable stuff. Now, I don't like our gigantic prison population here in America. I'd like to see law reform. I'd like to see justice reform. I'd like to see prison reform. We shouldn't have the largest prison population in this country. We shouldn't have nonviolent offenders in prison rotting away in this country. It shouldn't be happening. We shouldn't have a prison-for-profit system. The prison system is broke. In fact, a lot of the prisons nowadays are just mental institutions, because we don't have anywhere to put the mentally ill that get put out on the streets. and we don't have positive engagement with them. You know, Funny Farms got the negative connotation in the name Funny Farm. You know, that concept was actually a positive thing. But so now you've got this situation where they say, hey, black people in this country are discriminated against in the legal system. So therefore, we're going to have legal reform to take it easier on black people. And then what happens? Ezekiel Kelly, a young black guy with a huge rap sheet of violent criminal behavior, continually gets released from prison because Democrats don't want black people in jail because it makes Democrats look bad because it's Democrat-run cities that have all the black people in jail. So they don't want to put them in jail. So they release them back on the streets and then they kill four people. This story happens all the time in America. But this story motivated other individuals like Reginald Williams, who said he created the phrase Zeke mode, meaning to kill random people, while he was in his car bragging about wanting to shoot white people. I don't know whether Reginald Williams is a racist or not. You could assume he is based off what he says, but who knows? He could just be doing that for likes on the internet. He could just be doing that like rappers do crazy things in their lyrics. But he did say it. If I catch any white hoe on this sidewalk, you're going to get popped tonight. An affidavit says Williams mentioned an Eliza Fletcher memorial run and going Zeke mode on nothing but white people. A reference to Memphis mass shooting suspect Ezekiel Kelly, who killed a white woman named Eliza Fletcher. And I'll get back to that in a moment. So, okay, maybe he's just doing like, he wants to be on World Star Hip Hop. He wants to do a kind of a shocking video with the shocking rhetoric. Maybe he's racist. Maybe he's not. Maybe he was really inspired by the shooter. Maybe it's all for show. Maybe it's all for clicks and likes and fame. But you know, if the skin colors were reversed in this story, you know it'd be the biggest story and the biggest example of racism you've ever seen. But because the individuals are black, you don't say anything about it. You don't say anything about it when William says, he already shot a white hoe, man. I'm fixing to shoot a white old lady while grandkids are in the car, said Reginald Williams, who was inspired by Ezekiel Kelly and vowed to shoot white people. He's been charged with the commission of acts of terrorism, civil rights intimidation, and other offensive. Nothing for a hate crime, though. Nothing for a hate crime, because that can only be done by, against a black person or by a white person. I'm not really sure how that works. That's how it works out, though. Records detail moments before the arrest of teen accused of making terroristic threats online. That's the individual. Now, then there's the Eliza Fletcher kidnapping, killing, man charged in Eliza Fletcher's kidnapping, killing charged in 2021 case after DNA match. Again, folks, I'm telling you, I can't even keep my head on a swivel. I can't even keep my head on straight with this deal. All these individuals have criminal records. They all get released from jail. Then they kidnap. Then they rape. Then they murder. And they get released again. And it just gets worse, folks. This is just, I'm just starting with the crime wave that's going on in this country. It's unbelievable. And there's a pattern here, but we're not allowed to talk about it.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce. You've got BrainForce Plus. And you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't have an operational name. In fact, I bet it does. I bet it's called Operation Matador. They see us as the bull, and they are shaking a red flag in our face. And the matador is the deep state with a long, skinny, razor-sharp sword so that when the bull lunges forward, the matador uses the force of its weight to drive it into the heart and step aside with his cape as the bull buries himself into the dust. They've got the ace of spades in their hand, which is false flags. Before you launch a war, you stage false flags. That's the first thing you do, because nobody wants to say they started a war. Bad guys start wars. So every time a war gets launched by bad guys, they stage an event. This is Operation Matador.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So what is the pattern of behavior that leads to this absolutely wild time of violence and criminal behavior that we're living in, where known violent criminals get released back out onto the streets to commit heinous crimes once again, like the Memphis mass shooter? Well, what's the pattern of behavior? Racist white liberals desperately want to show or virtue signal that they're not racist. So they create and enact policies favoring black people, either just giving black people stuff for free or giving them lesser sentences when they are being charged with crimes. Now, the layman listening to this would say, that's not true. Everywhere I look says that black people are the ones that are being discriminated against. It's not, that's, this can't be going on. Black people aren't being protected by the system. No, you've been lied to, actually. Affirmative action and different forms of it have given black people plenty of opportunities with a leg up in this country because racist white liberals have to prove they're not racist. So then what happens? Violent criminals get released from jail because they're black, and liberals don't want to see the prison population being predominantly black. Now, I don't want to go into the pattern of lifestyle or upbringing that leads to the prison population being black or leads to the crime rate demographic being more African-American. That's a whole other story with the fatherless households, the dividing of the family, the education system, also all done by liberals. So that's a common thread here. But so they let criminals back out onto the street because they don't like seeing the jails that they run be predominantly black inmates. So they release them back out on the streets. They commit crimes again. Then other criminals say, well, wow, this is amazing. This guy raped a woman, aggravated battery and assault, held another person at gunpoint, got released onto the streets, and just went on a legendary killing spree. He went Zeke mode, man. Now I'm going to go Zeke mode. And so they see it all playing out. There's a criminal mindset here. There's also the gang element of this. And I don't know how that ties into these stories, but it ties into other stories that I have where, hey, you go out, you kill a couple people, you assault the cop, you just got your gang initiation. But so they see, huh, this person committed all these crimes and still was able to get out on release. Well, I can do that. I'm going to go Zeke mode. So then, like I said, in my time off, I'm trying to just capture and understand all of this to come on air with today. My head is just spinning trying to figure out because there's so many of these viral stories now. Like this other one, man charged in Eliza Fletcher's kidnapping and killing, charged in 2021 case after DNA match. So again, it's another case, known criminal, released back onto the streets, commits another heinous crime. Cleotha Henderson was rebooked at the Shelby County Jail on Friday on charges of aggravated rape, especially aggravated kidnapping and unlawful carrying of a weapon. And so then, because I kept hearing about the Fletcher murder, so then I am trying to look up information for the Fletcher murder, and then what do I find? A completely different story with another woman named Fletcher. Killed by a 14-year-old boy in Philadelphia. 14-year-old boy charged with killing Philly Parks and Rec worker Tiffany Fletcher. Folks, this just happened. This isn't an old story. I'm trying to figure out the story with the killing of Eliza Fletcher, and then I find the story of the killing of Tiffany Fletcher, who was shot by a 14-year-old boy in Philadelphia. 14 years old, the same age that Zeke, going Zeking, got his first charges. So you see, I'm already head spinning with all this stuff. And then what do? Well, I see the New York Times is covering the story today. And I say, okay, well, boy, I'm a little behind on this, but I'm trying to put it all together for air today. And what do I've got? I've got the same story. Known violent criminal, known criminal for years, in jail for a violent crime, released back on out of the streets by Democrats, commits a mass murder, commits a mass shooting, kills multiple people, goes on a whole crime spree, shows the whole thing off on Facebook, inspires other individuals to do the same thing. They then brag about how they want to kill white people. They assume they can get away with it because this is what they see playing out in the justice system, and then I'm trying to cover that story with the other big story about Eliza Fletcher, and then I find out a Tiffany Fletcher also gets killed. And then there's the New York Times today. The killing of Eliza Fletcher is a tragedy, not a morality play, because how dare you bring race into the story? So you see, when it's a black person committing a crime against a white person, how dare you bring morality? How dare you bring race into this? How dare you? When it's a white person committing a crime against a black person, the first thing you better think about is race. And the first thing you better think about is racism and skin color. So there's the New York Times. As all the videos are coming out, because it's not just this individual, folks. There's all kinds of videos out there. Oh, I'm going to go kill Whitey. I'm going to go rape a white girl. It's all this stuff. They brag about it. They get released from jail. They know the system's rigged. Like, they know the system is rigged to let them back out. They know the system is rigged. They know they're going to get back out. So they brag about it all on social media. And now we have independent journalists out there like Andy Ngo and others. And they go out and they dig and they find, wow, look at all these videos. Here's another criminal they released back onto the street bragging about how he wants to kill white people. And then here comes the New York Times, a white liberal, telling you, how dare you bring race into it now? How dare you bring race into it? George Floyd getting killed was obviously a racist thing. He dies of a fentanyl overdose on his own accord, resists arrest, tries to commit another crime that day. That was a victim of racism. But these black guys going around in cars talking about shooting up white people, how dare you? How dare you cry racism? I don't want to spend all day on this crime stuff, so I'm just going to pile drive through the rest of these headlines. But it's truly a shocking, disturbing, and horrifying state of affairs now with this pattern. Suspects punched and beat man with a baseball bat on New York City street. Just random attack, beats him with a baseball bat, you know, same story. Native New Yorker randomly slapped on New York City train considering a move to Florida. Yeah, well, it's not run by Democrats. Man knocks woman unconscious, steals her Michael Kors watch in brutal New York City hotel attack. I could do this all day. But hey, what are they going to do in New York? They're opening a welcoming center for illegal immigrants. $6 million for them. New York City opens a $6 million welcome center for illegal immigrants. But they can't protect you, the taxpaying citizen, from violent criminals. Border Patrol head testifies that Biden no consequences border policy has caused the border crisis. Oh, but there is no crisis. Oh, but there is now that it's in their backyards. Washington, D.C. mayor declares public emergency over Texas migrant busing. So there's no border crisis. There's no illegal immigrant crisis. It's not going on. And then Greg Abbott buses the crisis right to their back door, and now all of a sudden it's a crisis. It's a crisis in New York. It's a crisis in D.C., but it's not a crisis when they cross the southern border, see? It's only a crisis when it gets to their backyards. They said they were going to be sanctuary cities, but now that the illegal immigrants are there, they're not so interested. So it's not a crisis till it's in their backyards. Texas officials stop airplane human smuggling attempt. One migrant allegedly paid $11,000. There's no crisis except when it gets to D.C. Should vacant hotels in Los Angeles house the homeless? Voters will decide. But they don't just want them housing the homeless. Now it's to house illegal immigrants. That's already going on. You didn't get to vote on that, though. See, you didn't get to vote on that. The Democrats just did it. So the Democrats opened the border. The Democrats let the criminals out of jail. You suffered horribly for it. And then it's not a crisis until it hits their backyard, until it hits their doorstep.
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, left time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com. Bitcoin.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans and our big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
InfoWars.com/show.
Well, Americans are sick and tired of watching our incredible, beautiful, sprawling metropolises, formerly at least, getting turned into crime-ridden hellholes by Democrats. And so Citizens for Sanity is doing a great job raising awareness with very neutral sort of political ads like this one in clip 9.
For nearly 30 years, crime was falling in the United States. No more. The national murder rate is at its highest in 25 years. Result of far-left policies that leave innocent Americans at the mercy of violent criminals. You've seen the images. Subway riders pushed onto tracks by the violently deranged. Stores being looted in broad daylight. Elderly women viciously beaten on the street and outside their homes. Gang shootings turning cities into war zones. Hardened criminals rampaging without fear. No fear of arrest. No fear of prosecution. No fear of jail. No fear of any consequence at all. Instead, you are made to live in fear. Woke progressive prosecutors are releasing dangerous predators before trial. Woke far-left politicians have allowed our streets and parks to be overrun with crime and drugs. Police have been made into the enemy and criminals into a protected class. Violent crime is up 21% in Washington, D.C., 35% in Chicago, 41% in New York City, and murders are up 207% in Portland. Cities in chaos, billions in property damages, lives and families destroyed. Stop the woke war on police. Stop the far-left assault on public safety. Stop the radical left-wing love affair with criminals. Stop the insanity. Citizens for Sanity paid for this ad.
I mean, I've had to spend now almost the full first hour on all the news on the crime in this country, and I still got more, by the way. Sitting ducks, crime forcing Chicago women business owners to leave town. At least Gotham City had Batman Female business owners flee Chicago over crime and blame the mayor. Another day, another progressive city, and two more small business owners being driven away by the consequences of their voting actions. Uzma Sharif and Teresa Jing are business owners in Chicago who are about to move out of the city with so many others because Chicago is a crime-infested hellhole, blaming Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Now, I got to say, in this next story I'm about to cover, I had this on my desk, I think, yeah, it's about 2 weeks now, because I was a little stunned that this story did not get big play in the media. Because I, like most of the people in the audience, don't really care about skin color. That's not something we think about or care about. But we do care about illegitimate police brutality. Let's put it that way. And there's been plenty of examples of this over the years. Whether it happens to a white guy, black guy, what have you, it's not good. We don't like to see it. And sometimes it's tragic and results in the loss of life. That doesn't mean all cops are bad, and that doesn't mean anytime there's police brutality that it's unwarranted. But there was a video that was a really bad or good, depending how you want to phrase it, example of unnecessary police brutality. Canine cop fatally shoots suspect holding a vape pen. Harrowing new video shows Ohio cop fatally shooting a 20-year-old black man just seconds into their encounter as he raises his hand gripping what appears to have been a vape pen. Now, this is almost 2 weeks old. We have the police video, and how this was not a bigger story is unbelievable. There it is right there. How is that not a bigger story than George Floyd? By the way, cops white, shooting victim black. Are they saying that this one was okay? Was this police killing okay? Just open the door and shoot the guy dead? As he's in his bedroom? Is that police killing good? How did this one not go viral? I guess because it's not as gruesome. I guess because they don't have George Floyd's face on the pavement for 18 minutes or whatever it was. This footage is a little more spotty with like a night vision camera. That's amazing. So, you didn't hear about that one. I don't know how Donovan Lewis didn't get more famous than George Floyd. Maybe he's not black enough. Maybe that's it. North Carolina town dumps lefty leader Justine Jones after mass resignations. Yeah, that's the move for cops now. As soon as you see a Soros-appointed DA or anything like that, or any Democrat liberal getting involved with law enforcement, I'd get the hell out, folks, because it's about to turn real ugly. And there was also a video that surfaced a week or so ago of New York City police officers getting physical with a bunch of aggressors in the streets. And you've seen the similar videos, I'm sure. We've played them on the show where people just go up to police cars and start bashing them, start attacking police. They're trying to make an arrest. They throw stuff at them, interfere with it, everything. And the police are usually outnumbered. And they were outnumbered in this case. The police pushed back a little bit, and they got pushback from the crowd, actually dissipated. And then Eric Adams, who has not necessarily been a success story as the mayor of New York, gets one right, though. Shockingly, I'm surprised he's not getting more heat for this. Eric Adams praises cops for great restraint during incident that led to woman getting decked. Yeah, this police officer is a big dude, and he decked a woman out. But, I mean, look, at what point, this is the discussion we don't have. At what point do cops not have any rights? You know, cops have a right to self-defense, too. Just because the guy is in a gun and a badge doesn't give him the right to commit a crime. But just because the guy has a gun and a badge doesn't mean he doesn't have the right to defend himself and his life either. And that's what they're trying to take away. That's what's so dangerous about this. So I'm actually good for Eric Adams, of course, a former police officer, so he gets it. But good for Eric Adams, who really has been a disaster for New York City, gets this one right because the police need help in New York City. It is a desperate situation. They're getting attacked almost any night. They're afraid to make any arrests because they're going to get attacked if they do it. And this video that went viral was an example of that. And a big police officer knocked a woman out. And Eric Adams said that was a good job, because it was. Because I don't know how you can be in that situation. If you're not a cop and you're in that situation and you're armed and trained, you're going to shoot somebody. I mean, you're going to be in fear for your life and you're going to shoot somebody. So, I mean, when you're in a police officer's uniform and you know the whole community hates you because of the Democrat rhetoric and the mainstream media rhetoric, and then you start getting violently attacked, and then you can somehow restrain yourself not to use your firearm and get out of there unscathed. Pretty impressive job. Pretty impressive job. And, you know, one of the things that we've noticed here at InfoWars is one of the top-selling things we always have, and we don't – I mean, I'm not plugging this right now because we don't have it in stock – is body armor. Because people know, you go out in these Democrat-run towns, I mean, you never know what might pop up. People buy body armor every time we stock it up at InfoWarsStore.com. But really, I'm just segueing here to InfoWarsStore.com. But how do you segue from, hey, look, Democrat-run cities, murder, crime rates, rape, everything rising, to telling you about the great products? Well, bulletproof vests and body armor were some of our best products, but we can't keep them in stock because they sell out so much, specifically in Democrat-run cities. We all know why. But that's one of the great things that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. The point is, we sell stuff that we know you want. We sell stuff that we know you need. And right now, we've got new sales on our supplements, like Organic Greens Fiber Caps, back in stock at 50% off. Get the Total Amino Acid Supercharger. Ladies and gentlemen, it's no secret that our unhealthy modern diets are slowly killing us. Most people are eating highly processed foods that are lacking high quality antioxidants, vitamins, enzymes, and organic fiber. It's virtually impossible to maintain a perfect diet in our modern world. But with the new Organic Greens Fiber Caps at InfoWarsStore.com, we're making it easier than ever to take the organic greens and sprouts that are loaded with healthy fiber, made with 7 organic greens that contain natural enzymes for healthy digestion. Just one serving of the new Greens Fiber Caps contains as much fiber as 3 cups of iceberg lettuce. It's got the wheatgrass. Everybody knows how great wheatgrass is. The flax sprouts, organic pea fiber, alfalfa leaf, cilantro leaf, kale leaf, quinoa sprout. This is a high-end green fiber formula. Most brands derive their green fiber from the most inexpensive sources like processed lettuce, almost devoid of other nutrients. This formula is derived from high-quality, nutrient-dense plants like wheatgrass and sprouts. Give your gut a reboot and a new lease on life with Organic Greens Fiber Caps, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and 50% off while supplies last.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All 3 are different formulas. All 3 do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all 3 different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So all last week I was seeing crazy stories about the vaccine side effects, the deaths, the blood clots, the strokes, the Guillain-Barré. And I just didn't want to bring too much of it on air today because I just wanted to kind of try to move on from the news I didn't cover while I was out. But unbelievable stuff like 6-foot blood clots being removed from high school athletes after they got the shot. And so what we're learning now is the stuff that we've seen removed, these things that are being called blood clots, the stuff that Mike Adams has shown on the show, the stuff that are about to be featured in this news report. Sadly, it sounds like these are in everyone that took the vaccine. And though they haven't been fatal for everyone that took it, it appears they are in everyone that took it. So we're still learning more about this. But the White House now says, and of course this is promoted by NBC News, oh, they don't get any money from Big Pharma, COVID vaccines will likely become annual like flu shots, White House officials say. Still haven't properly been tested on humans. You're the test subject right now. The new rounds have only been tested on a couple different types of mice. Meanwhile, COVID, you have a 99.9% chance of surviving. The vaccine, a lot less likely. You're more likely to survive COVID than you are the COVID vaccine. I mean, that's how bad it is now. We have the numbers. But hey, make sure everyone gets that COVID vaccine. It's a depopulation plan. Don't you see? You're a useless eater. And so here's another news report documenting how these, they're being called blood clots. They're not actually blood clots. It's something totally synthetic to organic humans. And they're forming in, it appears now, everyone's body that's taken the vaccine. So people are dying, maybe not from a blood clot, but then they go and they get their bodies exhumed. And, well, let's just say what they're finding is pretty horrific. Here is a news report explaining just that.
Mysterious fibrous clots are showing up inside people who have recently died. Some embalmers say the clots are found in most corpses these days, and they've never seen anything like it before. And a warning that some viewers may find the images in this report disturbing.
Several embalmers across the country told the Epoch Times they've been observing strange fibrous clots in corpses they work with. They report the phenomenon started either in 2020 or 2021. They say the clots stand out because they're exceptionally big, at a maximum as long as a human leg and as thick as a pinky finger. The embalmers also say that clots in corpses have become much more common. One embalmer said he finds them in 50 to 70% of all corpses he works with these days, up from 5 to 10% prior to the pandemic. It's not yet known if the new clots are caused by COVID-19, the vaccines, or something different. However, many of the embalmers say from what they've found, it seems like the clots are connected to the vaccine. Some doctors speculate that the spike protein used in the vaccines can cause string-like structures which the body doesn't break down. The clots found are lacking iron, potassium, magnesium, and zinc, which according to experts shows that these aren't just normal postmortem clots, because normal human blood always has those nutrients.
And earlier today, I spoke with one such embalmer, Richard Hirschman from Alabama. He tells us more about discovering these clots and what compelled him to speak out. Richard Hirschman, welcome to our show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Stefania. Glad to be here.
Now, tell me, why did you choose to share your findings?
Well, I decided to share my findings because I felt like humanity may be at stake. There's definitely something that has changed that I have noticed in the blood since the middle of last year, maybe around May or June of 2021. And it's been eating at me, and therefore I have to come out and speak to say, hey, something's wrong. Most doctors aren't going to see what I see, and I have to get it out there because I feel like humanity
is at stake. And it really is. You know, most people go throughout their life, throughout their day, having no idea that there is a war raging all around them. Is ignorance still bliss?
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Frustrating, it's inconvenient, and it's bad for the environment, and there's simply no reason for it. This is the United States of America, for God's sake. This is who we are. This is not what we should be doing.
It's the United States of Khmer, for God's sake. And I'm Joe Biden. Now, I was told there'd be a prepubescent teen here for my pleasure. Where are they? What a disaster. What a disaster Joe Biden is. It's really just quite shocking, isn't it? And like I said, because I don't want to pontificate on it too much, but hey, I enjoyed letting go and, let's say, letting loose for a little time off in between dealing with legal stuff, but it's actually, you have to put yourself into a state of suspended disbelief or suspended reality, because if you ground yourself in reality, you can't enjoy it. You really can't. Like, I mean, when you go to a football game or a baseball game or whatever, and I love these things, I have a great time, and it's 60,000 people screaming their head off for their football team, which is completely inconsequential to their lives, but they have no idea what's going on. They have no idea that there is a corporate global government forming right now to eradicate them from the planet, eradicate their lifestyle, eradicate their pleasures, their simplicities, their ease of access, all of it. They're just ignorantly going to a football game and having a great time. Hey, good. I get it. I'm right there with you. But when you step back from it, or you look at it from the globalist perspective that have transcended all the mundane, trivial aspects of human life that you or I enjoy, they believe they've transcended that into a new overlord, omnipotent-like status, and they just figure wipe it all out. They just figure, look at these people going to a football game, drinking the beer, eating the processed food, poisoning themselves, killing themselves their entire life. They're destroying our planet. Let's just get rid of them first. That's how they look at it. They've transcended you. They're more important than you. They own you. They're glad you're degrading yourself to being a football fan. They're glad that you've degraded yourself to eating the fake food and drinking the poisoned water and taking the deadly injections. They're glad. They love to see you out there like a clown, like a pig in you know what. because that justifies them wiping you off the face of the earth. So it's really a surreal thing, and it's sad. I can still enjoy it, but I mean, it's honestly, there's the level of excitement over watching a sporting event and being a part of that, and the crowd and the energy and the simulation of battle and war and human success and all of it. And I'm for all of it. I'm not knocking it. I'm for all of it. But when you can kind of take that and encapsulate that and imagine it like a snow globe, and that's how the globalists look at it, and this is just a waste of space. Just throw it away. It's trash. And you can sit there and be in the snow globe and look at the majesty of it all, knowing that there's someone outside of that snow globe getting ready to just smash and end the whole thing. And knowing that everyone else screaming in this little snow globe has no idea what's about to happen. That is a more surreal thing. Like, I happen to get lucky where I go back to St. Louis to visit family, and I go to a couple Cardinal games, and the first game was the biggest comeback of Major League Baseball all year long. I got to see that. The next game I go to, it was the record-breaking for Molina and Wainwright in a pitcher-catcher duel. Molina hits two home runs. Like, that's exciting. That's like, oh my gosh, what an exciting thing. But see, that doesn't give me the butterflies. That doesn't make the hair stand up on the back of my neck like it used to anymore. Now what does is being in that moment and stepping back and saying, wow, I'm already in an archaic snow globe, like through the looking glass type of situation. Like, I already recognize that. I already recognize this is archaic. This is done. This is like the Roman gladiators. This is like a monument at a history museum or something. Because 60,000 people will go to a ball game and paint their face and paint their belly and eat 10 hot dogs and drink 20 beers and then have no idea what's going on outside of that snow globe. Have no idea that the whole thing has been plotted for destruction. So it's a very surreal moment to be in the suspended reality, enjoying the child's games like a child and cheering for it and being a part of it, but then also removing yourself, going back into reality, saying, wow, this is all being slated for destruction. And I hope that the globalist plan doesn't succeed. I hope that Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the rest of them don't succeed. But yes, that's me. I'm in the snow globe. You're in the snow globe. We're all in the snow globe together, and we're being plotted for destruction. We're about to be tossed into the trash, told we're archaic, told we're not necessary, told we're a cockroach, a bug, a blithe on this planet. So it's really sad. But then there's Biden. Joe Biden in Massachusetts claims that the U.S. has gone from economic crisis to economic resurgence. Oh, we're just in an inflation. And by the way, again, first time being out of the trenches in 2 years, going out to dinner, meeting friends and family, ball games, all this stuff. I mean, the real inflation, gas prices, everything. The real inflation right now is definitely about 10-15% from when Trump left office. About 10-15%. You kind of feel it everywhere. That's completely undeniable. People are actually struggling out there. It's very real. But it's the greatest economy ever, according to Joe Biden. And then here's Joe Biden again, just inciting more civil tensions here in clip six.
Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism.
Oh, wait, you know what? Let me actually properly pitch this, because as Biden is speaking here, the images, the videos on the screens to your right are all Democrat, liberal, leftist riots. So as Biden is telling you how violent and dangerous MAGA Republicans are, it's yet again the video compilation of Democrats and liberals being the violent criminals that they actually are, that the Democrats project onto us. Here it is.
Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people. And they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country. They embrace anger. They thrive on chaos. The willingness to engage in political violence.
So that's obviously actually Joe Biden and the Democrats that engage in all the violence, and so we just have all the video clips. Now here's Hillary Clinton doing the same thing on TV this weekend, clip four.
Of my memories, and I feel grateful that we were able to come together as a country at that really terrible time. We put aside differences. I wish we could find ways of doing that again.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
We rebuilt New York. We have done our best to take care of the families that lost so much on that terrible day. And we have also, I think, been reminded about how important it is to try to deal with extremism of any kind.
There it is.
Especially when it uses violence to try to achieve.
And of course, she's insinuating that's Trump supporters, but no, that's you, Hillary. That's the Democrats. That's liberals. You guys riot, rape,
people ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150? Or a Cadillac, or a Ferrari. It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity, but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does for what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it
to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function of your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Unfortunately, a stack of just absolutely disgusting, despicable activity that liberals are currently engaged in, grooming children. And so it's that time of the show, folks. Sadly, it's that time where we once again have to highlight the absolute sexual perversion and degeneracy that the liberal left is currently engaged in. Openly coming out as what they call minor attracted persons, what we refer to as pedophiles. Now, before I get into that, I want to explain the defense mechanism that the liberal left has in response to this. And it works like clockwork. They've got groups out there like the Southern Poverty Law Center and Media Matters who have employees that they pay to watch this transmission every day and then hope that they can publish the story that eventually leads to the next lawsuit against me or crime against me or attack against me or having me removed from the airwaves. That's what the liberal left does. They're terrorists, after all. And so that's what they do at Media Matters, and that's what they do at the Southern Poverty Law Center. And so there's a great story explaining this. The Southern Poverty Law Center is nothing more than an organized group of leftist moonbats who uses their influence to smear and destroy good people they disagree with. They are cruel and evil. From Front Page Magazine's Daniel Greenfield, a lawsuit exposes the Southern Poverty Law Center's lies. The SPLC shows reckless disregard for the truth and does not appear to perform any fact-finding at all. And so this came out in a lawsuit. Oh, they're fact finders. Oh, they're worthy of that role. No, they're a bunch of moron dingbats. You want to know why you never see people from Media Matters or Southern Poverty Law Center on air, folks? There's a reason. You took one look, you get one live action experience with one of these freaks, and you know, yeah, there's no integrity, there's no honesty, there's nothing to be taken seriously about these freaks. But they're always out there. And they'd love to see massive crimes happen to me or me get killed or me wind up in jail or off the air. In fact, there's probably a handful of individuals tuned in today. That's just their job. That's what they wake up to do every day. Pretty sad, actually. But that's what they do. And Ari Drennan is one of them. And the funny thing is, whenever I call them out on air, they usually stop attacking me. But Ari Drennan decided to do it again. So she's actually trying to get other people killed, probably, but she just ropes me in with this group now. And so I have to go back here because there's been another threat called in to the Boston Children's Hospital. Now, this is the same Boston Children's Hospital where there was already a threat called in about a month or so ago, and it was a false report. And that was according to police. So I covered the story. And the headline, I think it was USA Today, was threat called into Boston Hospital was false alarm. That was the USA Today, police say, was the USA Today headline. I believe it was USA Today. I read that and cover that on air, and Media Matters losers and liars like Ari Drennan say, Owen Schroyer calls it a false flag. No, the police said it was a false alarm. I covered the story that it was a false alarm. Literally, folks, literally the story was that it was a false alarm in the mainstream news. And I covered it. And then she not only doesn't admit that I was just covering the story, which was accurate, it was a false alarm, she then decides to lie and libel me even more, saying that the hospital called it in themselves. I never even said that. So she just lies on top of lies. So now there's been a second threat called into this hospital. And so what is this absolute scum of a human being doing? Well, now she's trying to blame it on other conservatives. So now she's saying, oh, the first bomb threat against Boston Children's Hospital came after Fox News' Tucker Carlson invited Chaya Raychick on. That's Libs of TikTok. Then she says, oh, Libs of TikTok echoed InfoWars, where host Owen Schroyer described the threat as a false flag multiple times. No, it was a false alarm, according to the police and the news story I was reading. And then, of course, has to tie that into Sandy Hook, because that's all they can obsess about. So then it comes out there's been another bomb threat called in, and so now she's blaming Matt Walsh. Boston Children's Hospital has received a second bomb threat weeks after Matt Walsh, Libs of TikTok, and others spread misinformation about the care being offered to trans patients at the hospital. Now, why did I tell you about SPLC and Media Matters being total scum? Why do you need to know that? Because this is their defense mechanism, folks. So, Boston Children's Hospital publishes videos and documents that we all have, showed them on air, that talks about how they have trans surgery for kids and they use drugs or invasive surgeries to do trans surgeries for kids. And then you share those videos and you share those documents, and then they say, oh, look, you're engaged in a hate crime for sharing their videos, for showing you what they believe. So then they delete the videos. A bomb threat gets called into the hospital. All the documents of what they said are gone. And then Media Matters says they lied about the health care provided at these hospitals, and then a bomb threat got called in. No. No one lied about the health care. We showed the health care that they publicly promoted on their own website and their own videos. I mean, we have them on the screen right here. They act like they don't exist. I mean, we have them all. They then delete the videos. Then Media Matters, Southern Poverty Law Center, or other similar entities say, look, they lied about the health care. Now the hospital is under attack. Well, they deleted the evidence, or they deleted the coverage, because they don't want you to know they're lying. Even though the first bomb threat called into the hospital was a false alarm. That's mainstream news. Police even said so. Was not a legitimate threat. It was a false alarm. Now, they have not said the same thing about the most recent bomb threat, but these things tend to be a trend. Now, here's what I'll conspiracy theorize, because this is just my understanding of human psychology. I never heard about the first bomb threat called into the Boston Children's Hospital, just like I never heard of the second bomb threat called into Children's Hospital. That is until Media Matters covered it. It's funny how excited Media Matters gets when a bomb threat is called in to a hospital that they can then claim is being lied about, and that they can then claim is conservatives' fault. Same thing with the second one. As soon as it gets called in, liberals are all over it. They're all excited to blame their opposition. Now, I'm not saying the hospital would ever call a threat on itself, like a Jussie Smollett, but a Jussie Smollett type might call in a threat to a hospital to demonize Matt Walsh or Libs of TikTok or Owen Schroyer. Would you really put it past a Jussie Smollett liberal to do something like that and then write about it to attack their opposition?
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out of control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. Brain Force Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This Brain Force Ultra is a super fast acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, Brain Force Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And it's limited time, enough time to go into all the great things it does for what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't have an operational name. In fact, I bet it does. I bet it's called Operation Matador. They see us as the bull, and they are shaking a red flag in our face. And the matador is the deep state with a long, skinny, razor-sharp sword so that when the bull lunges forward, the matador uses the force of its weight to drive it into the heart and step aside with his cape as the bull buries himself into the dust. They've got the ace of spades in their hand, which is false flags. Before you launch a war, you stage false flags. That's the first thing you do, because nobody wants to say they started a war. Bad guys start wars. So every time a war gets launched by bad guys, they stage an event. This is Operation Matador.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer at band.video.
You know, this whole trans kids thing is really undeniably sick. And I'd have to say the same thing about the doctors engaged with it. But we don't have to assume it when they give us the evidence. Like one of them, Dr. Gallagher, she loves bragging about the trans-sex surgery for kids that she has. I'm sure she makes a lot of money off of it as well. And so she posts pictures of the girls whose breasts that she's chopped off, little girls, like this photo right here. And she also has a TikTok account where she brags about all of it. And she posted a video recently that says, "Just realized I only get to yeet four teats next week." Also, videos have surfaced of her showing the tops of her eyes. Never forget that, folks. Never forget that life lesson I've taught you. If they show you the tops of their eyes, that's a psychotic individual. Get away. And they always
happen to be liberals. But so, yeah, she says she only gets to yeet for teats. Now, if you don't know, yeet basically means to get rid of, destroy, dominate, own. I mean, you could take it different ways. Yeah, there, the crew found it. Boy, that didn't take long, did it, guys? Pull up the first video of this psycho, and she's showing you the tops of her eyes. Oh, and look, here's some of her victims. Oh, I'm sorry, patients. Why would she be upset because she only gets to chop? Is it two little girls' breasts off or four? I mean, each one has two, but she may have been confused with the math. So we just have to assume that she's talking about two or potentially four. But why does she is so upset? Why does she get off on mutilating little girls' bodies? Why does she get off on that? Why does she show you the top of her eyes? Why does she show you the tops of the whites of her eyes? Why does she get off on mutilating children's bodies? Why is she a liberal? The answer to all those questions is the same, actually. It just shows you how sick these people are. This is unreal. You know, the violent crime wave is one thing, and it has a level of understanding to it. There's a level of comprehension and understanding and even historical reference. This is nothing before ever. This is nothing ever seen before right here. Doctors who brag about mutilating children's bodies and how they make money doing it. And then they cover up the evidence so that when you cover it, they say, they're lying about me. And they just cover up all the evidence of what they've done. They do this at the professional level. But libs of TikTok, who they hate so much because it holds a mirror up to their activity, puts it pretty well here. 16-year-olds and younger can make the decision to get a gender-affirming hysterectomy, but 18-year-olds aren't capable of understanding that you have to pay back money that you borrowed. Yeah, we all get that reference, don't we? It just gets worse. Andy Ngo with the investigation. A Portland preschool teacher raised thousands of dollars on GoFundMe after coming forward about having monkeypox, but a dive into Marco Reyes Rojas' social media revealed he constantly posted about being horny and high at work. Look, okay. Preschool teacher gets high to go to work. Okay, maybe it's not the worst thing. Maybe you see and hear that. Being horny at work as a preschool teacher? I think there's something else going on there. Don't you? A preschool teacher's disturbing social media gets him barred from job. And, let's just say him bragging about being horny and high at work was just the beginning of the type of stuff this guy was admitting on the internet. And so now he doesn't have the job anymore. How did it start? He was fundraising because he had monkeypox. Monkeypox. Horny and high at work, preschool teacher. Things starting to click. This is what they're doing to your children. This is who they're putting in charge of your children. Buffalo Grove, Illinois Pride is holding a coming out day party featuring drag performances for kids as young as 5 years old. It's going to be at the Doubletree by Hilton in Mundelein. National Coming Out Day celebration. Family-friendly dinner dance. Art projects and balloon twister. Twister? What, like that game where you're going to have a bunch of perverted adults playing Twister with little kids so they can grope them? Rainbow raffle. Drag performances and photo ops. Yes, take your selfie with the hairy-chested man in a dress. Now, this is where it gets unreal. Adults 12 and up. Adults 12 and up pay $50. See, there's always the money aspect, too. They're good commies. They like money. Children 5 and 11, $25. So, you know, they have these things called ladies' nights. You know about ladies' night? You ever been to a ladies' night at a bar or a club? Why would they have ladies' nights? Ladies drink free. Ladies half off. Ladies no cover. Why do bars and clubs have ladies' nights? Because they know that's a good way of getting the ladies and women to show up. And if there's women there, then men are going to go and spend money. See how that works? Who spends more time and money at bars? Men. How do you get men to go to bars? Tell them there's going to be women there. Well, how do we do that? Let's have a ladies' night. So you get the ladies in the door, you get the men to show up and buy the drinks. Now it's at the Gay Pride for Kids event. The children half off. So you're like, Gay Pride for Kids event, adults, which is 12 up now, adults, $50, but children under 12, half price. Oh, they want to get those little kids in there, don't they? That, I mean, like, can we not see how swiftly and quickly this is sinking into total sexual depravity and oblivion? They're openly sexualizing children now, and they're doing public events like ladies' night at the bar, but for kids under 12. And it all goes back to the WikiLeaks emails with Podesta and the Democrats, where they say, we will have children in the hot tub for your entertainment, aged 5, aged 7. That's in the Democrat emails. And then it's the same Democrats that promote child sex mutilation surgery and coming out parties half off if you're under 12. It happened in Utah just a weekend ago. All ages, family friendly, back to school drag show featuring drag performers like Anal Leakage and Genitalia. Jeez. Can you even believe that this is going on? All ages, back to school, pride, drag fest featuring performers, Anal Leakage, and Genitalia for kids. Kids age 12 and under, half off. I mean, what do you... Toddlers, it's toddlers night at Drag Queen Festival. It's prepubescent kid night at Drag Queen Festival. Biden will be there. Now they promote these books for children. Sex education for 8 to 12-year-olds. Kids book for good parents. And then you go into the book and it reads like this. Take your child into bed with you and allow him or her to watch as you share intimacy. A mother should feel relaxed breastfeeding her baby while her husband makes love to her. A couple should have no inhibition having their child watch as they share intimate embrace. And it goes on. I don't want to get into more of the graphic aspects, but I think you get the point. I mean, I'm not even done. I got more of it. Drag queens fake breasts exposed at Children's Pride event in Colorado. Yeah, indecent exposure, you'd be on a watch list. But, oh, it's gay. Oh, it's liberal pride. Oh, I see. But see, gay people are starting to realize it. This tweet went viral. Being gay was more fun when it was counterculture. Now I just want to get away from the alphabet mafia. Yeah, that's it.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce. You've got BrainForce Plus. And you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking... what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back of stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back of stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out.
I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I'll have time to go into all the great things it does for what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Ultimate fish oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans or big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So, closing the book on this sexual degeneracy that liberals want to indoctrinate children into for their own sadistic desires, this tweet was going rather viral when I picked it up last night from someone named Austin. Being gay was more fun when it was counterculture and subversive. Now I just want a husband, a white picket fence, and to be left alone by the alphabet mafia. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You want to be left alone? You must be a fascist. You must be a bigot. You must be a fascist. You must be ultra MAGA. You want to be left alone? We're liberals. We'll never leave you alone. We want to run your life. But see, it's like art to me, because whether Austin knows it or not, he's created art here, because that's everything. You cannot be left alone by these people. That's the entire point of it. They need you. They need to tell you how to live your life. They need to tell you how to raise your kids. They need to tell you what to eat, when to eat it, how to talk, how to travel. They need you. They need your capitulation. They need your conformity. That's what's so frustrating about the modern day liberal, the American leftist, which is all just rooted in communism. They don't believe in freedom. They believe that they tell you what to do. They believe in hierarchy. They're above you. They run your life. They need you to conform. They need you to capitulate. That's why they get so mad when they see black people not voting Democrat. That's why they get so mad when they see gay people that aren't for grooming children and don't want to be liberals. Because they need you. They have a desire to tell you how to live your life. They need your subject. They need you to be subject to their policies from the time you're born till the time you die. That's why you can't negotiate with communists. They're totalitarians. They're authoritarians. That's the modern day left. Of course you want to be left alone by these people. Everyone wants to be left alone by these people, but they'll never leave you alone because they want to control you. I mean, that's break it down, shake it down. The American conservative wants to be left alone and wants to live and let live. The American liberal wants to tell you how to live, wants to get into your life and tell you how to live. They hate that you want to be left alone. They hate that you want to live your own life. They want to do it for you. And the truth is, it's from an inferiority complex because the average liberal you see there doesn't even have control of their own life. Just look at them. Time magazine spoke to genderqueer author and illustrator about her AIR work. This is from Time Magazine. AIR work. E-I-R. They got a new one now. You see this? Look at this one. Look at this one on the screen. About AIR work. That's a non-existent word. Should never be published from a professional outlet, but they just make up their own words now. So see, and if you don't conform that, and if you don't accept that that's a real word, you're a bigot. And if you don't call her AIR, then you're a bigot. And soon they'll ban you from the internet, ban you from life, ban you from getting gas in the new digital social credit system. And they want their kids dead too. Vegan mom Sheila O'Leary sentenced to life in prison for 18-month-old son starvation death because she wouldn't feed him meat. She would rather her son die than feed him meat. Again, if you understand this psychology, you understand why the modern day left is, in fact, so dangerous. But if you don't want to recognize that, at least recognize the fact that they want to run your life. You want to be left alone? So do I. Democrats and liberals, communists, authoritarians, totalitarians are never going to leave you alone. That's the entire crux of everything. That's in the modern day political parlance. We don't really. I mean, you got the Queen of England and you got some royalty here and there, but I mean, it's old hat. It's more about democracy now. But see. Now it's not about, oh, there's a king or a queen or whatever ruling your life. Now it's an entire class of people known as liberals or communists. Now they run your life. Now they want to be in control. Now they're the totalitarian control freaks that want to run your life. See how that works? And yes, if they say you can't eat meat, then you're not going to eat meat. And if that means the 18-month-old boy dies, then the 18-month-old boy dies. The vaccine is killing a bunch of people, but they say you got to get it. You better get it. And if it kills you or your son, too bad. You got to conform. We're liberals. We're totalitarians. We're authoritarians. We run your life. But that's just like a Trojan horse for globalism that's really lurking behind it. And once the liberals think that they have control, they'll get mopped up like everyone else, sadly. But you know what? Maybe there's hope. Maybe there's hope, ladies and gentlemen, because Brain Force Ultra is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Really, I mean, we should like get an IV of this to most liberals, and maybe they can start thinking again. Supercharge your state of mind. The powerful new Brain Force Ultra is 25% off. We have a limited supply of this right now. Sells out a lot, but the limited supply is 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra has more than twice the servings and even stronger proprietary super formula ingredients, including guarana seed, green coffee bean, green tea leaves, and so much more. Stop getting your energy from toxic sources. Many energy drinks and other products are loaded with artificial ingredients, not Brain Force Ultra at InfoWarsStore.com. We're glad we have this limited supply in stock right now with a 25% off discount. Now we have even more savings. That's the liquid tincture. We have even bigger savings on BrainForce Plus. That's the pill version. Some people like the capsule better than the liquid tincture. I like both of them. I have both of them on my desk all the time. BrainForce Plus is 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So even bigger savings, and we have a larger supply, a larger stock available of BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. So either one, I'm supercharged by both. I'm on performance-enhancing supplements, BrainForce Ultra or BrainForce Plus, before I go on air. I don't do a news transmission without it. BrainForce Plus, the capsule, 50% off. BrainForce Ultra, the liquid tincture, 25% off. Give it a try, folks. You'll experience the focus and energy that we talk about here when you try BrainForce Ultra or BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's pile drive through some of the rest of this news, and hopefully in the third hour I'll open up the phone lines. Secretary of National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine believes Russian collapse has already begun. Dozens of regions ready to leave the Russian Federation. Folks, it's all BS. What's actually happening is probably Washington, D.C., or whoever else influences the Ukrainian government at this point is telling them, hey, do some saber rattling. We will give you some more money. We'll send more billions over there. Talk more trash on Russia. The problem is it's hurting Ukraine. It's actually really hurting Ukraine is what's going on, because Ukraine saber rattles and then Russia blows up a power plant. Ukraine saber rattles and then Russia shuts down a pipeline. Russia has all the cards. Russia has them by the short hairs, and Europe by the short hairs, and America by the short hairs, because Biden's just that incompetent or corrupt. So Washington, D.C. or London or whoever else says, hey, Ukraine, saber rattle with Russia. We got to get some headlines out there and steal some more money. And they say, okay, Russia's losing. We will not. In fact, now Ukraine is saying, we're going to conquer Russia. I mean, it's just so stupid. And then Russia, oh, blows up an energy plant. Oh, blows up a nuclear facility. Oh, shuts down a pipeline. And the Ukrainian people actually suffer. And Russia's like, hey, we've told you what our goal is here. We don't want war. You keep pushing us to violence, and you have no leg to stand on here. Because they're not going to actually attack Russia. Or maybe they will. That's when it'll get really bad, folks. But I don't think the Western regime has that, because they know Russia now has China and has Iran and many others on their side in this deal. The media is just not telling you. Russia bans Ben Stiller and Sean Penn in latest sanctions spat. Russia probably assumes Ben Stiller and Sean Penn are CIA spies, is probably why that's happening. Meanwhile, some other international news. At least four dead after 7.6 magnitude earthquake shakes Papua New Guinea. Wild scenes there, like biblical. Earth just breaking apart on video in that epic earthquake. China's treatment of Uyghurs may be crime against humanity, says UN Human Rights Chief. Really? Wow. Wow. And water is wet. Pope Francis removes cross from Malta event to avoid offending Muslims. That's your Pope.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world, they're up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Senator Matthews, you said that you want to put white people under your thumb, Crystal? I keep them right here under my thumb. Why are you running? Yes, we're father to father here in Charleston, South Carolina.
There she goes, another Democrat, another liberal running from a debate, running from the truth, running from media. That's good, guys. That's good. Why do liberals hate the truth so much? Why are they so scared of political debate and discourse? We all know why. We all know why. Can't handle the truth. You can't have it both ways. You can't have a fair playing field. Liberalism would never win. Communism would never win. Democrats would never win. So they get to lie, cheat, steal, censor, engage in terrorism. And then whenever you try to just engage on a level playing field, they run, they hide, they lie about you, they attack you. And so then we can never move forward with actual political debate, discourse, or conversation. And America continues to spiral into a third world hellhole under Democrat leadership. Why won't liberals and Democrats debate? Why do they run from Project Veritas? Why do they tune into InfoWars every day but then never come on the show? Because they're all cowards, they're all frauds, and they're all liars. That's just how it goes. All right, let me press through a couple headlines, and then I'm going to get into some 9/11 stuff and take phone calls. Bombshell. Thousands of what appear to be absentee ballots are loaded into a minivan with Indiana plates at Detroit Satellite Voting Center several hours after polls closed on Election Day. New footage available at the Gateway Pundit, and it's just shocking footage. Clearly, they knew what they were doing is wrong. They have their faces covered, their hoods up, loading all of these ballots to be counted in Michigan at 2 o'clock in the morning. Biden gets the vote Viagra, gets 200,000 votes, and then they stop voting and they declare Michigan for Biden. They did it in Detroit. We know how they stole it, folks. All it took was five cities. Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta, Phoenix, and Milwaukee. That's all it took. And all they needed was one major voting center to count millions of illegal votes. And that put Biden over the top. Already with all the cheating they engaged in for weeks ahead of that election. With the censorship and all the illegal votes, but then they still didn't have enough, so they had to run one last at-the-buzzer cheat to put Biden over the top with 300,000 votes in Pennsylvania, with 200,000 votes in Wisconsin, with 200,000 votes in Michigan, with 200,000 votes in Arizona, with 300,000 votes in Georgia, and they all came in at 3 in the morning, all counted for Biden. They shut the polls down. Biden wins. There's your story. But Lindsey Graham can't be bothered to talk about that. However, he can throw Trump supporters under the bus. He's good at that. Lindsey Graham, GOP senators, slammed Trump, Kevin Cramer and others, Mike Rounds, say pardons for January 6th protesters is a bad idea. Say nothing about protesters in prison for over a year without trial. But now they say it's a bad idea because Trump says he would pardon them. Meanwhile, Democrat-run cities are being totally turned over to the criminals. But what about Epstein's clients? I mean, they're all being held without bail, too, right? I mean, all of Epstein's clients, the ones that were raping kids, they're all being held without bail. Oh, no, they're not. And the FBI continues to run their cover. Technofog, he's on it. We asked the FBI for the Jeffrey Epstein interview transcripts. The FBI response, Providing the Epstein records would interfere with a law enforcement proceeding. Oh, so therefore, either the FBI is lying or something is up. Which one do you think? Technofog believes they're lying. Yeah, you don't say. The FBI lying? What? To the American people? No. Crazy times to be alive, where in California, the use of tanning beds is now banned for minors. In New York City, you can't buy whipped cream until you're 21 years old. But don't worry. At any age, you can show up to the doctor without parental consent and have your breasts chopped off or your male genitalia chopped off or given drugs or chemicals or injections without parental consent. So that's all good.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
To do some September 11th stuff today, and I was watching some historical documentaries and footage of it over the weekend too, and it's just amazing going back and watching it now with the new perspective how anybody fell for any of that crap. I mean, it's not that amazing. I mean, I never really cared to look into it, but I never questioned it. But when you go back and you look at it now, just seeing how much the media has lied to us about wars, I mean, Jussie Smollett, I mean, just all of it, the political violence, I mean, we're just lied to about everything. Your perspective changes, your viewpoint changes, and you realize now, okay, these are just unmitigated liars. And you go back and you rewatch the 9/11 coverage and all of it, and you realize, wow, they just blatantly lied to us all day about that. And it's so obvious. So let's just go over some of this. Let's start with clip three. This is some historical footage and documentation from outside the World Trade Center on that fateful day that changed the world.
Floor by floor,
it started
popping out.
It was if they had detonated.
Yeah, detonated.
They were planned to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
All the way down. I was watching it and on it. Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It was if they had detonated.
Yeah, detonated.
They were planned to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
All the way down.
All of a sudden, it was like bang, 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 like bullet shots.
I saw from the corner, boom, 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 boom. Just like 20 straight hits just went down. And as the bombs were going, people just started running. And I sat there and watched a few of them explode. And then I just turned around and I just started running for my life, because at that point, World Trade Center was coming right down. From the corner, boom, 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 boom. The whole building just went, oh. And as the bombs were going, people just started running. And I sat there and watched a few of them explode.
Folks, it couldn't be more obvious that that was a controlled demolition and that bombs were involved. And you go back and you look at the footage now, and it's so obvious. Windows blowing out all the way down the building. The building would have not have collapsed that way if it was a plane that took it down, and their theory of melted steel beams from gas, it wouldn't be perfectly timed like that. You wouldn't have pieces of the building flying hundreds of feet away like they did, unless it was a bomb. They blew it up, folks. It was a controlled demolition. and we got lied to about it. Oh, man, it's just it's even more it's really even more heartbreaking and soul crushing, I think, knowing it was probably an inside job. Knowing that that was a controlled demolition that brought those buildings down. By the way, guys, was that guy at the end of it, that video we were about to play, was he about to talk to? Was that in the same video? Let's go ahead and just roll that last part of that individual talking about it. Clearly a controlled demolition on September 11th.
By having pre-engineered, precisely timed, and precisely placed explosives, in other words, controlled demolition.
That's a structural engineer, 20-year-plus professor on structural engineering telling you that. And it's so obvious, your own eyes could tell you that. But there's an amazing, it's like black magic, it's like witchcraft, where they sit there and they lie to you repeatedly on TV, and you don't even believe your own lying eyes. I mean, you sit there, you watch the bill. I mean, that's clearly a controlled demolition, but the TV said it was an airplane and melted steel beams. Even though you can see the windows blowing out, you can see it's a demolition, controlled demolition. You can hear the eyewitness account saying it. You can look at the structural engineer saying it. But see, now that you realize the television media has been lying to you so aggressively, now all of a sudden you open your mind and you realize you were probably lied to about 9/11 as well. Hey, $21 trillion spent on the wars overseas? Hell yeah, they had a motive. Hell yeah. And so I'm not going to go too much further into it. Just know that you were obviously lied to about September 11th. And clearly there were elements of an inside job. And the buildings were brought down with controlled demolition. And so let's go to Building 7 now. Because it wasn't just the Twin Towers that fell on September 11th, 2001. No, Building 7 fell as well via an even more obvious controlled demolition. Guys, give me clip 11. So this is the building falling. Never hit by a plane. And there you see the windows being blown out from the bombs, the detonators placed inside because it was a controlled demolition. So who did it? Who was in charge of the controlled demolition that brought down the trade towers, the World Trade Center towers, and Building 7? Here's another angle of it in clip 12. You guys can roll clip 12 too. So if you can't see how that was clearly a controlled demolition, if you can't believe how that was clearly an inside job, then I'm not mad at you.
For the third time today.
Just know that there's still something blocking you from seeing reality. There's still some sort of a cement shell covering your eyes and your mind from the truth.
Back from that building before, which you're about to see again here on videotape, knowing that fire could not be fought because of the instability of the structure, because of the fire that had burned since shortly after 9 o'clock this morning.
Dana Tyler is joining us in the...
Pretty amazing stuff looking back on it, isn't it? Especially now with your vision being more clear. I mean, the most obvious election theft ever in 2020 for anybody that looked into it. Lying to us about COVID. Lying to us about the vaccines. Lying to us about political violence. Lying to us about Hunter Biden's laptop. Lying to us about Hillary Clinton's emails. They lie about everything, folks. Now you see it. I understand you can't believe they'd lie about such a thing. I understand you can't believe such an evil thing would happen in this country, an inside job bringing down the Twin Towers. But after everything you've seen with evil people like Anthony Fauci and Joe Biden and the American media, is it really that far-fetched? Or is it entirely not just possible, but likely? I don't want to pontificate on it too much. However, I am opening up the phone lines now. And anything we've discussed is fair game. So if you want to call in on that, that's fair game. But opening up the lines, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. The big topics for today, the crime wave happening in this country, the lies from the American left about race and crime, the liberal grooming, sexual grooming of children, or if you even want to get into 9/11, all those things are fair game. A couple other things I'll hit before we open up the phone lines. Coal miners help push tourists' dead electric car in West Virginia. The electric car died. Coal miners climbed out of the coal, covered in soot, pushed the car to the gas station. That is art right there. That's living art. Like, your electric car is going to shut down, and it's going to be the coal industry that's going to save you. Your electric car is going to fail. Your AC is going to fail. It's all going to fail, and you're going to be begging for us to be mining coal again, and it's going to be the coal miners that save your life. Mark Muser, U.S. Senate candidate in California, puts this right. When you realize a battery is a storage unit instead of a power source, you realize EVs run on coal. Bingo! Bingo! All you've done now is created a middleman sort of economy, if you will, in the electric vehicle sector. So now the lithium mining, the cobalt mining, and the processing of all that, you've just created this middleman EV economy when really this power source is the exact same and the result is the exact same. Liberalism. Here's a perfect example from Eric Swalwell. He says, Texas, where Republicans provide plenty of energy to control your body, but no energy to control your thermostat. Oops. A month later, Eric Swalwell in California. It's time to rally, California. We all need to do our part to help avoid power outages this week. Before 4 p.m., pre-cool your home. After 4 p.m., use of major appliances and limit use of major appliances and turn your thermostat to 78 or higher. Oh,
the globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there's problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. We are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today. TheIronPatriot.com and watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com. Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function of your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
The Rage.
for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. This limited time will have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I may sound and seem negative when I come on air here and cover the news all day, but let me just say, I am very positive. I have a positive outlook on life. I think life is a blessing. I think God has a special plan for you and for humanity. And even though we're going through dark trials and tribulations, I do believe humanity will be more empowered on the other side of all this as long as we stay the course, stay grounded, ask God for wisdom and guidance and protection, protect the children, protect the truth, protect human freedom, understand the consequences and dangers of centralization and big government. We can come out on the other side of this, and we must identify the players in these evil deeds being enacted against humanity right now. But I have a positive outlook for life. I don't know what the future for America holds. I'd love to see America survive all this, but I know humanity will survive and that God has a great plan for us on the other side of this. But, I mean, do you get liberalism or Democrat Party policy or globalism in a nutshell better than this? Coal miners help push tourists' dead electric vehicle in West Virginia. Or Eric Swalwell saying, look, Texas is going to be without energy, ha ha, and then telling Californians to turn off their AC. I mean, that's it right there, folks. That's it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we go to your phone calls, I've got to tell you, if you're not using the toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com, you're nuts. Everybody brushes their teeth. Everybody uses toothpaste. This is a great way to also support the InfoWar. We've got three great options for you. I know Super Blue is in stock right now. The others might be out of stock. I know Super Blue is in stock, folks. I love it. Are we out of it now? I'm sorry. The crew is in my ear. I might be mistaken. When I left town, we still had plenty of toothpaste left. Maybe we sold out of it. Well, I'll tell you what. Oh, boy. Well, I'm bad. Looks like we're out of toothpaste again. Folks, I swear to you, I do not do this intentionally. I don't do false scarcity here. We do have Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste back in stock, though, and 40% off. Between Super Blue and Super Coral, I don't know which is my favorite. I love them both. We also have Dr. Jones Natural Activated Charcoal Toothpaste. Charcoal toothpaste is a very popular trend right now in oral hygiene. So we do have two of our three toothpastes. But, folks, get your toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com. Shop with the good guys. Help support free speech and keep this transmission on the air by getting household items like toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. But I promise you, I haven't been in. I didn't know we were out of Super Blue. That wasn't a false scarcity thing. We sell out of our stuff here. We do. We operate in tiny margins. It's so frustrating. I don't mean to go off, but it's like they sit here and they write these stories. Oh, InfoWars, hundreds of millions. Alex Jones, hundreds of millions. Folks, we have such tight margins here, we can't even buy product until we sell it all. But let me, I'm just going to stop right there, okay? Just know everything they say about us is a lie. Okay, done with that. All right. It's been great to be back here today. I hope that you've missed me as much as I've missed you. And we're going to go to the phone lines now. Amazing here, because a lot of people calling in about 9/11. I don't want to only take calls on that, though, but the callers overwhelmingly on that story. But let's start with James in Pennsylvania on this wild one. And that's the blood clots being taken out, or the fiber clots is what they're actually being called, because they're not blood. So it's inorganic fiber clots being taken out of humans' bodies. And then there was a, I believe it was an Ohio athlete that had a 6-foot one taken out of his body. Again, folks, you got to forgive me. Normally, I don't miss a beat when it comes to the news, but I actually took last week off. So I'm a little lacking on the information from the last week. But I believe it was a 6-foot clot came out of some high school athlete's leg. James is on the line from Pennsylvania. James, go ahead.
Mr. Shore, welcome back. Hope you enjoy your vacation.
Thank you. I did.
Well deserved. Yeah, 6-foot blood clot. I mean, we're talking about from brain to toe. High school athlete, probably at least close to that tall, wound up in them. More than likely had to get a vaccine to play high school sports.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing to your children. Do not participate in leftist liberal propaganda, which is take a death shot.
Well, and see, this is why I'm so glad you point this out, because this is why the ideology is so dangerous once it gets control of everything. Because now you have to engage in their demands. You have to conform to their tyranny in order to participate. Oh, you want to go to a concert? Take the vaccine. Oh, you want your kid to go to school? He's going to learn how to have gay sex when he's 6. Oh, you want to play sports? Take the vaccine. So you see, that's why this is so dangerous.
Very dangerous. I will not be sending my son to public school that endorses all of this crap. I don't even want to get into it. It's absolutely ridiculous. Don't bend.
Which is sad. I mean, that's sad. I don't want to see an American education system that is so failed and defunct because of liberal leadership that you don't even want to send your kids there anymore. A school you pay taxes to exist. That's sad, but that's the case.
No, and you know what, though? The blame is going to fall on Trump for backing these vaccines and pushing Warp Speed. He is the plant for going forward. The guys is to goat conservatives into moving and thinking this way. But ultimately, you're gonna bend the knee to what they want to do. I'm not going to participate in that society. Neither will my family. Grow your own food. Find a source of water. Electricity. Hey, the Amish have been getting by forever.
And notice how they're getting targeted now.
But they're coming after. They're
like, you thought the Amish. You're like, hey, there's the Amish out in the field. They'll live their life. Nobody will bother them. Oh, here come the Democrats. They want to run the Amish's life, too.
Yeah.
These are sick freaks, man. I'm sorry. You're really on point today. These are sick freaks that can't even let the Amish live out on a field, on a prairie, milking cows and goats and living without. They can't. They have to control. They need it. Oh, you can't drink cow's milk. Your neighborhood can't drink cow's milk. We'll get your milk. We'll shut you down. Ah, just drives me mad. Like, how can you not see how insane Democrats are? They will never leave you alone. If you like privacy, if you like private property, if you like making your own decisions and living your life, then you should never vote Democrat, ever, if you respect any of those things.
The most common endangered species in my mind is a Democrat leftist, because they're not going to survive in the world that they want to breed. They'll all be dead. You won't be able to survive in that society. It's going to be high class and low class. And
no, we're already getting a taste of it. Let me tell you, we're already getting a taste of it, and it sucks. And I mentioned this earlier, and I don't want to go off too much on the Trump issue. That's a big thing with the vaccines. And I don't want to go off. I already mentioned it earlier how, I mean, folks, just society's collapsing. Civilization is collapsing. This country's collapsing. And I understand most people can't see it because it's incrementally. I'm telling you, folks, I've been in these trench. I was in this trench for 2 years, took a vacation. The whole world was different. I'm telling you, it's just crazy. And, I mean, here's a perfect example. South Carolina women's basketball coach Dawn Staley cancels game with BYU due to unsubstantiated racist volleyball incident. Folks, it never happened. A black Duke volleyball player claimed someone called her the N-word. They checked security footage with audio. They had private videos with audio. They had television cast with audio. Nobody else heard it. It didn't happen. But now, oh, we're canceling games because someone complained they called me an N-word, even though it never happened.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't have an operational name. In fact, I bet it does. I bet it's called Operation Matador. They see us as the bull, and they are shaking a red flag in our face. And the Matador is the deep state with a long, skinny, razor-sharp sword so that when the bull lunges forward, the Matador uses the force of its weight to drive it into the heart and step aside with his cape as the bull buries himself into the dust. They've got the ace of spades in their hand, which is false flags. Before you launch a war, you stage false flags. That's the first thing you do, because nobody wants to say they started a war. Bad guys start wars. So every time a war gets launched by bad guys, they stage an event. This is Operation Matador.
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And there's limited time, left time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at
24. The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that might trigger liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
You know, by the way, it's funny when you know how the world works and when you're a media sleuth like me, like a fiend even. I noticed that Dawn Staley... I'm pinching myself that this is even the case, but I'm trusting my own memory. Maybe the crew can back me up here. Dawn Staley has been featured in television commercials as of late for some sort of athletic apparel. I can't remember what it was. And I remember seeing it and thinking, why is Dawn Staley a face of this athletic apparel? I can't remember what it was. I'm thinking Dawn Staley. Like, what? Who? Nobody knows who Dawn Staley is. It's not like her brother Deuce Staley. Is that it? Because her brother's Deuce Staley, the NFL player for like 10 years or whatever. So I'm thinking, Dawn Staley, how does she end up with these big ads? How does she end up on TV? And then you see, oh, South Carolina women's basketball coach Dawn Staley cancels games because of unsubstantiated racial claims. Oh, now you see. See, once you come out as a good liberal that will carry the liberal propaganda, you get the big TV ads. It's kind of like, how is Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union getting all of these ad deals all of a sudden? Oh, their kids are trans. No, I'm sure it doesn't work like that. No. Couldn't be. I'm dreaming. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here, shall we? Let's go to Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Man, how's it going, Owen?
Hey, good.
Glad you're back.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you again. I hope you enjoyed it. Well-deserved. So I wanted to call about 9/11. You know, it always gets to me. I mean, like everybody else, you know exactly where you were at, when it happened, you know, everything like that. I was actually in sixth grade U.S. history. Out to Mr. Daniels. He said, man, y'all need to watch this. This is going to be written down in history. The thing is, they're lying. He said that straight up.
Your history
right
teacher,
away.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Old, very well put together black man, wore a suit every day, was very proud. He was like, who's that guy you have on all the time? He's awesome. Gosh.
That's amazing. Your history teacher said, yeah, I was actually in sixth grade too.
Really? Yeah.
So I believe it was math. I believe I was in math. And I was actually, hated math.
They picked this up early, you know, that day. You know,
we were out of school by 10 o'clock.
For sure, man.
And I remember, the one thing I do remember, because, you know, I'm not somebody that really gets overly emotional for things. And I remember some of my classmates did. A couple of the girls were crying.
Yeah.
And I remember just kind of being there, somebody that doesn't have any knee-jerk reactions, always keeps a cool hand. And I remember, like, I guess I was a little bit of a jerk. But I remember looking at the girls that were crying stuff like, geez, like, you guys are drama queens. And then I just remember, too, thinking, like, man, I'm about to get out of math class.
Yeah, for sure. I was like, sweet, I'm going to go ride today early. I'm going to go to Eisenberg Skate Park was the spot back then. Grew up around Dallas. But
he was right. Oh, yeah, the jumbo jet that flew into the Pentagon and left a hole 5 feet big, yeah.
Sure, and then everything that's come out since, you know, ever since then, I've always kind of had my eye, you know, out for stuff like that again, and I've always tuned in. I even remember after that, there was a firewall at our school. I couldn't get on InfoWars, so I had to use a VPN or whatever, you know, to bypass it. But they're still doing that today.
Yeah, that was before the censorship.
Google, yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's all in. I think more people are coming around to realize that the government absolutely gives no you-know-whats about you. But, you know, it is what it is. And everything just further confirms what my history teacher said, what y'all say. You know, I just want to thank y'all for everything that y'all do.
Well, and it's just so obvious now, Robert. And thank you. And it's just so obvious now. That's what's so weird looking back on it and watching the footage and the historical stuff. It's like clearly that was a controlled demolition. I mean, I'm not going to go off on a tangent about all the different conspiracy theories and stuff out there, but there's stuff, I mean, we can sit here and say, like, clearly there was a controlled demolition that day of three buildings. Clearly a jumbo jet didn't hit the Pentagon and then disappear into thin air. And then I'm actually going to have a guest on tomorrow to talk about the Pennsylvania crash site, where, again, there was no plane debris. So we're not going to live that one down. We're going to pick it back up tomorrow with Chris Emery on that. But it's just looking at it now with the perspective of, we know the media lies to us about everything. We know the government lies to us about everything. Now it's like, wow, it was so obvious at the time. Thanks for the call, Robert. Let's go to Jonathan in Florida. Jonathan, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Oh, good day, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, we have you loud and clear.
All righty. Yeah, no, about that 9/11 nonsense. Like, man, I remember watching that morning. Like, I'm laying there. Wait, I think I just graduated the year before. And then so my mom calls me. It's just like, hey, look, a plane hit the Twin Towers. I'm like, oh, yeah, they have firefighters. They're going to go put it out. And I lay back down. Then, hey, another plane hit. I'm like, oh, man. Oh, Lord, here we go. Like you just knew at that point, like, come on, this is some type of, wait, none dare call it conspiracy, though, right? Right.
Well, and you know, it's funny, too, you say that, because when I was looking at a lot of the footage from people that were just on the ground at the time, and you're hearing people talk and look, and it's police officers and firefighters, and even at the time, you can tell, people can sense that something isn't right here. People can sense that there's something else going on here, that this isn't just a plane hitting a building, and obviously they were able to distract and say, oh, it was a caveman in a cave in Afghanistan or whatever. But you can tell people were at the time doubting that this was going to be something that was a cut and dry event.
Yeah, no, definitely. And then the same thing with the, and you know what, that disappoints me. It makes me sad. Like I'm like losing faith in humanity, because for that to happen, and the average person can't see, like, hello.
Like, and now you have to get treated like a criminal just to fly on a plane, and the whole experience is a painful experience now?
That's right. Take your shoes off. Come on, let me jingle your balls or whatever. Like,
yeah, flying is such a dehumanizing, demoralizing experience now. It used to be fun. Now it sucks.
You might even be on
a no-fly list. Democrats and federal agents just put you on a no-fly list. They don't even tell you.
No, this is true. I'm like, look. All right, if I walk, it's going to take me like 7 days. All right.
Americans get put on a no-fly list, but we're releasing known terrorists. Biden is releasing known terrorists back to Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan.
Unbelievable.
This is our government. This is our country. Jonathan, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Danny in Ohio. Danny, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Mr. Owen.
Yes, speaking.
It's been a day or two since I've... Yes. I'm going to touch a little bit on 9/11, but not a lot. But I don't know if you remember, in 2019, 2020, late and early 2020, they had scientists. They had demolition experts, fuel experts. They had scientists. I mean, they had things out the wazoo. And they were granted to go before a 23-panel jury. And they could prove without a shadow of a doubt, in no way, could those planes take down those two buildings. It was impossible. Now, of course, the scamdemic came along, and that day to go to court will probably never arrive. But they were granted, and they can prove it, the same way that, you know, I was listening yesterday and today. We talked about Building 7. I wasn't struck with anything. And they had a guy in Russia, and he was watching a film of Building 7. He was a demolition expert. When it went down, they asked him what he thought. He said they did a good job. Then they told him it was New York, Building 7, and his eyes got big, and he said, what? So...
Yeah, I mean, Danny, I'm out of time on this segment. I thank you for the call. But look, folks, if you've never done a deep dive into alternative viewpoints or facts about 9/11, I mean... I almost don't even suggest it, because it changes your perspective on the world.
People
so much.
Ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150, or a Cadillac, or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year.
And I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I don't have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Infowars.com/show.
Gives free bug out bags away as part of National Preparedness Month. Yeah, they know Democrats are in charge and globalists at the World Economic Forum are in charge, and they're going to shut off your power and starve you. So you might want to get that bug out bag ready. And if you don't, go to preparetoday.com for the best quality, best prices on emergency preparedness goods, including bug out bags, food, water filtration, and so much more. Denver Ready knows the Democrats are in charge, about to crush this country and put you into poverty, so you better prepare now at preparetoday.com. All right, we're going to take a couple more phone calls. By the way, there was a member of the audience who'd been a listener for a long time. He has been an activist with us at events for a long time, coming to a lot of events, films a lot of our events, maybe friends to a lot of people listening. And that is Greg Housaitis. And he passed away last week in a motorcycle accident. So just want to give a shout out to Greg. He was always a great person and a friend to the show. And was always willing to show up and film and be a part of our events. And so, Greg, hope you're looking down on us now. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Joe in Delaware. Joe, I think Biden just finished up his 30th vacation in his beachfront mansion at Delaware. He's back in the White House now. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Owen? Yeah, I guess you ever heard the expression, people do anything for money?
Sure. Michael Jackson wrote a great song about
it. Well, there's the other side of it. People with money will do anything. And it's evident all around you. And if people sit there and wonder, I mean, like, is having, like, a lot of money supposed to be, like, a virtue or something? Is that
No, what I think happens, I think it's more of a – it's a psychological thing where with great money comes great power and influence and even to some aspect immunity from law and punishment. And so that kind of builds and crescendos to a point where, like you said, rich people will just do whatever they want, do anything.
Sure. People with money will do anything. People will do anything for money. Right. Like, you look at the people that got arrested on January 6th. Okay. Do you think that they're people with money? No. But you look at all of Jeffrey Epstein's clients and all those people. Yeah. You want to talk about true scum of the earth? True, total scum? And it just goes to show, I mean, like 9/11, like, you know that somebody owned those buildings and had an insurance policy, and they
they took out that insurance policy like a week before the buildings came down. It was what was the name of it? Silver something?
Name it. All came down to one guy, one particular. It was companies, but it came down to one particular scum, and. It should be no
Larry
surprise.
Larry Silverstein, was that the
guy? Yeah. I think that was his name, Larry something, yeah. But again, you know, I think people get mixed up, and over time they become jaded, and it's like this thing where you have to have money. You have to have money because for some reason, you know, that just turns you, like, into some virtuous person or something. You know what I'm saying? It's crap, man. It's total crap. And that's why so many people are delusional and while, like, the whole country's just coming apart at the seams. And they window dress. So, you know, you have people with money will window dress, like the Democrats or Democrats, and they'll do a couple things to, like, try to, like pander to the pop culture, and then they just come in and steal everything. They steal the
election.
Exactly.
Well, that's what we were talking about in the last segment. It's like as soon as liberals and Democrats get a hold and control of something, it's over. The fun is over. Sports, they've ruined sports. Flying, the big government's ruined flying. And now people don't even want to send their kids to school because of what Democrats have done to it. It's sad, Joe. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Yes, I was working part-time in the towers in the one that fell first. It was hit second, Windows on the World, which was on the 106th and 107th, and everybody was killed that was there. I would have been killed, and I actually requested to be put back on the schedule, but it was part-time, and he said, call me Thursday. Thursday never came, but it was, of course, horrific, but just quick. As horrible as it was, there were survivors, people that I thought were killed and even was actually told. My good friend, Roston, they told me, okay, there's no survivors. You have to be in reality. He was killed. And then on my caller ID, I saw his name pop up. It was just so – I was just so elated. I was totally depressed. And when I heard his voice, I was so happy because I had accepted that he died and – and, you know, it was like he was saved. I was so happy. And I went in with the Newark police and as a video journalist, seeing the crowds cheering, the police was awesome. But when I was home at my parents' house watching the news, I definitely saw a man on the street sound before the tower collapsed. Two young ladies, they said they made it out and the lobby was all blown up. So, you know, there was an explosion in the lobby.
No, that's what was so amazing. And I was just watching television. I was just watching normal cable broadcast TV, flipping between History Channel and other channels. I've got, you know, some big TV package, a bunch of channels. Little joke, there's nothing on. But there was a bunch of stuff on about 9/11, and some of it intrigued me. And I was stunned that they were playing this stuff from the ground where the people were like, there were explosions. It was like a demolition. I heard bombs. There were bombs in the building. And they were just playing this on TV. I was like, dang, I don't see that on TV every day. And it was crazy, too. Like, you had people, dozens, maybe hundreds of people jumping out of the building right after the plane hit, too. Oh, man. Oh, boy. And then you have the sycophant liberal Democrats comparing January 6th to 9/11. Fuck you, man. You're a real scumbag if you ever say something like that. But, you know, that's what liberals and Democrats do. All right, Andrew, thanks for the call. I mean, it wouldn't be a War Room is Raw broadcast if I didn't drop one F-bomb back. I mean, come on. Give me a break. All right. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, welcome back, Owen.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of people don't recognize that the Zapruder film of the Kennedy assassination was withheld from the public for a good 14 years before the public was allowed to see it on television. And I'm just curious, how many films do you think the government has of 9/11 that we don't get to see for another 20 years?
Oh, I was stunned at how much footage I'd never seen before, but that it was on TV.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you asked the question. The answer is we don't know. Who knows how much?
But it's just amazing that we don't think about if the planes were remote controlled, there might very well be onboard cameras that were shooting video of what they were doing while they were flying the planes into the buildings. So there could be all kinds of overhead surveillance that we're never going to see anytime soon unless Trump declassifies it when he's back in office. That would be interesting.
Yeah, the fight to keep that information classified and protect Saudi Arabia has been an aggressive one that's lingered in D.C. for two decades now.
Yeah, the Saudis ran the patsies. I think Mossad was more involved in actually bringing down the buildings. But you know, they were all in on it. Everybody's guilty. The whole world's corrupt. The whole money issue is about corruption. That's why, you know, the corrupted money people don't get prosecuted because they blackmail the people that were prosecuting them.
Well, look, if you start with the who benefits, you know, angle to try to find an answer, well, who benefited? Well, the American regime benefited. They got more power, big government, control over the American people, $21 trillion spent. And then Israel benefited by having countries invaded that they didn't get along with. It weakened the Middle East. It weakened Muslims in the Middle East. It turned Muslims into the enemies of the U.S. illegitimately. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot to be questioned. I mean, that's probably the biggest crime as far as a deadly event, as far as just a massacre is concerned in U.S. history. And we're just lied to about it by our government. In fact, our government probably had something to do with it. Thank you for the call. All right, folks, that's going to do it for today. Great to be back here on the War Room. Perhaps a little rust. Hope we kicked it off by the time it was all done. You know, it's funny, though. This is what they're about to do to us here in Austin. Travis County bumps minimum wage to $20 an hour. So now government workers are making a minimum of $20 an hour. And our taxes go up. Can't fix a pothole. They want us to turn our power off. Crime rates are skyrocketing, but pay more taxes so that government bum can sit at the DMV and make a minimum of $20 an hour to do nothing. We just shouldn't even have a DMV. All right, folks, the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com concludes for today. I take a 21-hour break, and I will be back with you tomorrow. As usual, you stay classy, InfoWarriors.